Praise the Lord. Isn't God awesome? Amen. He is the best friend you will ever find. He'll stick closer than anybody you know. Amen. While you're still up there, I wonder if we could sing a song. Maybe we can get through it. It is no secret what God can do. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Amen. Why don't you step out of your aisles? Amen. Shake a few hands around here. And when you walk by, amen, we're going to go back to the maybe where we're sitting. But if you'd like to spread out, it's sort of like those dramas. Sometimes they, you know, after the seats aren't all full, you can sit where you want. Spread out, get elbow room. Amen. But as many people as you're going to pray for those seats, pick you out a couple seats. Amen. Go stand by them. Go stand by those seats that you're going to pray somebody sets in tomorrow night or Friday night or Saturday night. Amen. Everybody, every seat has to be accounted for. Amen. And when those people fill them, amen, you're going to sit there during service and pray and worship them. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to sing this song. It is no secret what God can do. Amen. And I think you're going to be amazed because somebody's going to come in and fill those seats. Be filled with the Holy Ghost because your faith is strong. Amen. Why don't you turn around, face those pews, lay your hand on them. Let's pray for them right now. Every seat needs to be prayed for. Maybe get out in the aisles here. There's some up here. Amen. Go ahead. Let's just move around here. Wherever you're at, touch at least two seats. If nobody's there, touch three. Amen. Your faith can be as big as you want it right now. All right, we're fixing to pray. Lord Jesus, we pray tonight, God, that anointing will be upon these seats, Lord, that when they sit there, that conviction will hit their heart. God, that miracles and signs and wonders will be done. God, that these seats will be filled by somebody, God, that we know that you have sent to this church, God, for a purpose and a reason, God, to change their life, God, and let miracles be done, God, and signs and wonders. God, in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, let the church rejoice and hand clap. One more time. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, I believe it. Amen. Can we sing that? It is no secret what God can do, what he's done for others. He'll do for you with arms wide open. It is no secret what God can do. It is no secret what God can do, what he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll welcome you. It is no secret what God Amen. If you have your Bibles tonight, I would like to, while you're turning to the Word of God, Mark chapter 10, I would like to say it's an honor to be here tonight. Amen. With the work that's, amen, just starting out. And amen. How many's been here more than a month? Amen. More than 6 months? More than a year? Amen. More than 2 years? Amen. Most of you all had a starting point, and I can tell you there's nothing in the world like a first-generation apostolic church. Amen. It's great to see people that have been around for a long time, and they are the support. That's what pays the bills. But if you want excitement, you need brand-new people that have just tasted this stuff we're making. Right. Amen. And that will change their life, praise the Lord, forever and ever and ever. Amen. Mark chapter 10, verse 27, I'm going to read one passage, amen, and I'm going to refer to several other scriptures tonight, but as your pastor was talking, that anything was possible, I know what God spoke to me about this service tonight. Amen. And I would like for our faith to get above our seats, but above our head level. Amen. And I would love to for our eyes just to elevate a little bit and look up at the God that can do anything. Amen. Because he can. Mark 10, verse 27. The Bible said, and Jesus looking upon them saying, with men it is impossible, but with God, not with God, for with God all things are possible. Amen. And I would like to preach this topic tonight. Amen. Where impossible becomes possible. Amen. Where the impossible becomes possible. Give your neighbor a high five and say, amen, something impossible is about to happen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. You need to loosen up a little bit tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. I preached at McDonald's. Amen. I didn't have a pulpit, but I promise you, it really doesn't matter if it's only one person sitting across the table. When God calls you to preach, he never said how many. I believe that Philip probably had just as much fun preaching to that Ethiopian eunuch in that chariot when God had moved him from a great revival in, amen, Samaria, when he was praying a lot of people through. And there was somebody that needed to hear about God. God picked up Philip and put him down there to that Ethiopian. And he said, do you understand what this Bible really says? And he said, how can I? Except somebody show me. I'm glad tonight that God has people in this building tonight. Amen. That he's not just counting on to keep that pew warm, because God's not concerned, amen, whether pews are hot or cold. But God called you for a purpose and a reason today. And that's to be world changer. I wish somebody would help this preacher preach today. Amen. Let's stand up one more time and have a little praise session. Say, I'm here on purpose. I'm here for a reason today. And God didn't call me to just be a bump on the log, but God called me to change my world. Oh, one more time, let's just worship the King of Glory. He's in the house tonight. Amen. You may be seated. I believe tonight, whether you're a man or whether you're a woman, I'm going to just refer to two Bible stories tonight, to let you just understand that sometimes when we think, you know, the American dream is still alive, whether you know it or not. Right. If you want a job, you probably can find one right now, even in small towns. But, you know, there's something that America has lost focus on. We still want the cars, and we still want the houses, and we still want the jobs, and we still want the careers and the degrees and all the things that the American dream can bring to us. People are climbing fences, amen, swimming rivers, amen, breaking in any way they can get in the U.S. for one reason. That's the American dream. Because they think if you, with hard work and good management, that prosperity can come. There's people today, I know my mom just a little over a year ago, she had bladder cancer and she went down to IU. She had investigated all over Mishawaka and South Bend. They really couldn't do anything. So she found a doctor. She said, down in Indianapolis at IU Med Center. And he said, you know, I really think I can go ahead and remove your bladder and probably give you several more years of life. Amen. And probably it wasn't a big possibility that she would get through it. But he was confident that with medical science and all the technology that they have at IU Medical Center, with all the doctors and the people around, that we can get this done. So we're surrounded today. Amen. If you lose one job, you'll probably find another. If your car breaks down and leaves you sitting, chances are you can drive by a car lot and find another car. The possibilities are all around us today. And it's almost a smorgasbord. Probably I grew up when, you know, we would eat brown beans one night, white beans the next night. We would have integrated beans because we would mix the brown and the white together and stir them up and put them over a little cornbread, and they were still pretty good because we knew how to survive. Amen. And now we open our refrigerator and you wonder which shelf do you want to select off of and which cabinet do you want to pull out of, because we are in abundance and we throw away more than we used to have to eat. But we're in a world today, amen, that has everything to offer them except one thing, amen, and that's something that this world didn't give them and the world can't take it away. And I'm talking about the Holy Ghost down deep in your soul, amen, that can open blind eyes, that can heal deaf ears, amen, that can change and do anything. And one more time, let's just have another little praise time for Jesus Christ. If you're serving that impossible God that makes possibilities, are you glad today that you know who Jesus is? Amen. There's nothing like knowing the Lord. Amen. There's nothing like knowing the King of Kings. Today, there's possibilities. Amen. Disney is one of those places, they say, where dreams come true. And probably in America, you can have just about whatever you want if you're disciplined to education and hard work and good money management. If you want a Cadillac, you probably can have one. If you want a farm, you probably can get one. If you want to treat people in a hospital, you probably can become a nurse. And it's all by hard work. But I've been around long enough to see that there's some issues that are bigger than us sometimes. I've been in the hospital, you know, I preached a lot of funerals. I preached a 20-year-old just a few weeks ago that went for tonsil surgery. And I preached her funeral a few days later because she died before they ever got the tonsils out. If you're having tonsils, they do it every time. That's not the norm, okay? But it does happen. I preached through 3-year-olds. I preached stillborn children. I preached, amen, people in their 90s. I preached them, amen, in their 80s, 70s, 50s, that there's no guarantee, but there is one thing. The Bible said it's appointed unto man once to die. And let this preacher just remind you of something. The same way you go down is the same way you're going to come up. So if you don't get around to doing anything else in your life, you better say, God, I need a grip on heaven, because I want to hear you say, well done, at the end of this journey. Oh, let's just praise the King one more time. He's in the house today, and I feel him here. Amen. God is real, and God is powerful, and God knows us better than we know ourselves. Amen. How many loves to read the stories in the Bible? Do you have, if you have your Bible, who has your Bible? Grab your Bible. If you love those stories, I can tell you need to bring Bibles to church. Make sure the preacher's preaching out of the book. Those stories about a den of lions, about Hebrew boys that went through a fire that they heated it up hotter and hotter because they wouldn't bow. All those wonderful stories that are in there. Can I tell you, when you lay that head on that Bible on your chest, can I tell you there's nobody in this book that God loved any more than he loves you today. Amen. The world may kick you aside and say you're a loser, you'll never amount to anything, but can I tell you, I'm serving a God that the Bible says, come unto me all that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So don't think you're too far gone for God. Amen. When nobody else has the answer, can I point you to someone that still has a possibility for your life? Amen. I've seen God do some incredible things in our church, and I could just tell you story after story tonight of people that came from a long, long ways. We didn't get any good sinners. We got people that were on meth. That's an ugly drug. We got people that were on alcohol, couldn't quit. We were dealing with people that every kind of drugs, they sold drugs, they took drugs. They done it all. But can I tell you, one trip to an altar with a sincere heart can, though the Bible said, though your sins be like scarlet, yet shall they be white like snow. Are you glad there's no big sins and little sins with God? It's just a sinner or righteous when it comes to God's plan for our life. And I'm glad that God can change anybody. God can change the worst sinner or the one that thinks, well, I haven't done anything that bad. But there's possibilities when it comes to God. If you were closer to Walkerton, I could probably tell you some of those exes, ex-drug addicts, ex-fornicators, ex-liars, amen, ex-cheaters. Now they're teaching in high school, middle school, because they have a master's degree. Amen. In college or in church, every time the doors is open, they're teaching our Sunday school classes. I tell you, this stuff we use really does work. It is possibilities when it comes to Jesus Christ. It's not just a bunch of smoke and pie in the sky. It's the real deal. But there's something that you have to do. Amen. I wish God could do it all. The Bible said He's not willing that any should perish. If God would just save you with doing nothing, that would be wonderful. But God expects you. I'm first going to talk about a woman. Everybody say a woman. Are you glad for our women of an apostolic church? They bear most of the holiness, looks, and lifestyle. I thank God for our apostolic ladies. There's none more beautiful than apostolic women. I wish somebody would say, praise the Lord. Amen. It's only you. If I get an amen, it's going to have to come from you tonight. But I believe that God made them special. Amen. If you want one that's just loose as a goose and everybody knows her around town, then go ahead and have at it. But if you want somebody that's going to be true to you and loyal to you and faithful to you, you better get the Holy Ghost and marry an apostolic lady, because they will pray you through some difficult times. They know how to get a hold of God. But the first thing I'm going to talk about is a woman that had an impossible situation for 12 years. Most of you that are Bible scholars probably know where I'm going. And I'm going to be talking about a man that had some things that he couldn't fix by himself. It's a lady. It was one doctor appointment after the other in Mark chapter 5. But the Bible didn't put her name on her, but said a certain woman, which had an issue 12 years, suffered many things of the physician. She had spent all her money, all that she had. Nothing went better, but it got worse and worse and worse and worse. But when she heard that Jesus came in the press behind him and touched, she heard Jesus, she came in the press behind to touch his garment, for she said, it wasn't a preacher advising her, well, just come on down there, you know. All you got to do to be saved is just go touch, shake hands with the preacher. No, that's what she said. But she had realized, everything I've done in my life is not working, Brother Joey. Amen. Can I tell you, you really get direction when you sell out to God. Amen. He'll tell you maybe that college is not the right one. He will tell you that girl might not be the one that leads you closer to church. But I tell you, when you stay in tune with God, He will direct your paths. Amen. He'll lead you in the ways of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I don't have to walk around in fear and shame and discouragement. Let's have another little praise session in the house tonight. God is worthy. Oh, God is worthy. God is worthy. God is worthy. God is worthy. Amen. Can I tell you, if you have a worshiping church in Winnemac, Indiana, you're going to have to learn to be a worshiper. It may just be you in the building, but God has a worshiper. When you show up and start worshiping, God, I'm here. And that's what God looks at, is individual people, certain people. Whether you're male or female, it really doesn't matter with God. But she said, I got a feeling. If I can just touch his clothes, I'll be whole.
And she went with her fountain, amen, and made her way through there. And she just touched his clothes. Can I tell you, there may be people come this revival this week. And that chair that you was obedient enough to go over and lay your hands on, there may be somebody say, I know the apostolics still believe in divine healing. They still believe in signs and miracles and wonders. Anybody, am I preaching to apostolics today that still believes God can heal, that God can deliver from alcohol and tobacco and drugs today? I'm talking about a God that can still do it today. And they may walk in here this week, amen, and they may sit on one of these pews, and they may say, if I can just get to that one night of revival, I'm a little shy, I'm going to come in the back and sit on the side. But can I tell you, there's a God that knows where they're at, and when they begin to pray, amen, they may not show a lot of outward sign, but they will leave this place different than what they came. Amen, as she made her way through the crowd. Anybody ever been to auction sales? I love them, but I always spend too much. My wife took me to one just a few weeks ago. And she come and got me. Well, I was looking at the tools and, men's stuff for my little hobby stuff. She said, oh, there's this beautiful desk. Come in here and look at it. Come in here and look at it. So she took me by the hand. Guys, you better be careful. Take your wife to the sales. And I remember I walked in that bedroom. And you know what I did? The room was small, and they was going to have the desk in that sell it right in the room. So she stood there very patiently. She didn't say, let's go, or I'm tired. She was just as faithful, stood there by me. The auctioneer come in, and you know what my thought was? I'm going to just stay right here, because when that crowd gets here, the auctioneer's not even going to see me, and this might be the deal of the day. So I stood there just nice and patiently. Amen, and he came in, and you know, he started looking at people's eyes. Eyes tells a whole lot about you. You know, if you're out there, you're probably not going to get much out of church. But when your eyes are glued on the man of God, the worship leader, amen, or close them. Sometimes if people get carnal around you and you got to block them out, just close your eyes and say, it's just me and Jesus in the house tonight. Everybody else is just here. But as I was bidding, I wanted to be right up in front. Sure enough, I raised my hand and there was another lady thought she was going to get it. I bought that thing. And then when we measured it, it wouldn't fit out the door. So I had to totally dismantle that desk. One piece. I felt like Johnny Cash. One piece at a time. And I tell you, the sweat was dripping off. Brother Ted, I thought, I said, I wouldn't have given $10 for this desk if I don't know it was going to take an all-day job of getting it out of that room. But most of us, if we're really wanting something, we'll make sure we're in the front. But can I tell you, that's not always the way it works when it comes to Jesus. Amen. She knew that she couldn't, amen, fight the crowd in front. But she knew if I can just get back here, my faith is that God is going to do something wonderful for me. Anybody ever had that feeling in the house? That if I can just get to the house of God, since believe that God can do anything. Amen. And then she made her way through. Amen. And she just reached out and touched it. Sure enough, she felt it. The impossibility was gone. Amen. Her money might still be gone, and all the doctor bills she still had might still be there. But can I tell you, some things are more important, amen, than all the money that you can accumulate in this world. Can I tell you, if you've got health and family, you ought to give God some praise every day that you live, because there's nothing more important in this world than to have your family by your side and God down in your heart. That's what life is all. Let's just praise Him one more time. I think we ought to be some worshipers in the house because God's been too good to just let Him pass on by. Amen. As they looked around, you know, the first thing everybody else said, well, who touched me? And they look, yeah, right. I mean, there's 300 people crowded around you. And sure enough, when he turned around and looked, she fell down at his feet like she'd done something really horrible. Because she'd done it. She had sought all of her miracles everywhere else except for God. Amen. And here God didn't charge her a dime or didn't, amen, require anything but a little bit of faith as she reached out through that crowd and got her touch. Can I tell you, we should never come to church and not expect a touch from God. I tell you, it doesn't matter if it's in the preaching or in the singing or in the worship service or the altar service. I don't want to go to church and not feel God. That's why I go to church. Not just for the feeling, but I know if He's there, I'm going to feel Him. And I'm going to touch Him. If anybody touches Him, it's going to be me. Brother Joey, give me a high five. I believe there can be somebody running. Amen. Some worship every time we come to the house of God. That's what our world is looking for. They can go to any church in town and watch a bunch of deadheads with problems sucking their thumb. But somebody that's going through all hell and still can smile and worship God, they said they must have something that's real. Something that I don't have. And that's what they're looking for. Oh, let's just praise Him one more time. Amen. So if you're a lady here today, it doesn't matter if the guys are all around. Hey, God's got a touch for you. Amen. There was another, everybody say a man. There was a, I've been to Israel twice. First time we've got to go to Jericho. Second time the Palestinians were battling so much. They're what up here? I'm running out of steam. Thank you. But there's a what they call the Jericho Road. It's where they found the man beaten up, and the priest and Levi went down through there. It's if you ever go there, buses aren't supposed to go there. Because you look out the window, and all you see is, he's this far from the edge. But we wanted to go. We went. That big old tour bus went around. That's where all the thieves and everything else, but it was a thorough way that a lot of people would travel. Amen. They had to get down from Jericho to Jerusalem. But as this man was there every day, same old, same old. You know, they say a rut. Anybody ever felt like got in a rut? They say it's an endless grave. My mind goes back to a story. Amen. Because, you know, you just, every time you try to get out of it. New Year's resolution. You think, almost. Back down to the rut. 30 days without alcohol. Without cigarettes. Almost nicotine free. And all of a sudden you get so stressed out and give me one of them. And you fall back down. Can I tell you, that's not the will of God for any saint of God. Amen. He said you're more than conquerors through Jesus Christ today. If you're trying to do it by yourself, you'll fail again and again and again and again and again until eventually you don't even try. And a story goes back, and I heard a young boy. I've told it once at our church. I'll just share it with you. There was a frog every day. He would hop down through there. He would look up at that side and he would say, I want out of this rut. And the rains would come and the floods would come and he'd just swim around and the mosquitoes would get heavy. He'd eat a few more mosquitoes and hop down a little farther in the rut. And the rut just kept going and going and going. That frog eventually just thought, maybe this is who I am. Maybe there is no hope for me. Maybe I always live in this rut. But one day while he was croaking along and eating mosquitoes, heard the farmer that decided to drive back down the lane that had made the rut. And he looked up and he said, you know, either I jump now or I'll never have another chance to jump. Can I tell you, even as we saw them, one of the media reporters today that was shot, the cameraman blown away. Amen. The rulings that are coming down from Washington. Amen. Twin Towers and September 11th. Can I tell you, if there's ever a time to be sold out to God, it's right now. We don't have years and months and days and a lot of time. It's now, or we're going to be lost in the devil's hell forever. Amen. To me, there's no option. Amen. I'd rather die trying. Amen. To lay on my back and say, this is just who I am. I believe that everybody today has hope.
That's right.
Amen. And God believes in you. But there was a man set by the highway begging. Today they do it because it pays good. Some of those guys are healthy. They'll sit there with cancer today. But in Bible days, wasn't that way. Blind Bartimaeus was sitting there that day. He didn't see him coming because he couldn't see. He was blind. He yelled, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. You know, when you get desperate enough, you don't care if you mess up your hair a little bit. You don't care if your clothes get a little bit wrinkled. You don't care if your eyes get a little red from tears. All you know is I got to get Jesus and I got to have him now or I'm going to be lost for all eternity. And as he sat there, the crowd tried to quieten him, you know, and the more they tried to quieten him, the more he wanted to yell. Sister Patience, you know the feeling. Don't put me in a box in an apostolic church. Oh, I think every time, you know, I hate silence. It eats my lunch. You could ask my wife. If it gets too quiet in our house, I'll do something. If I got to pick at her, I'll do something. Break this silence, amen. But I believe that every time I come to church, I think we ought to look for the miraculous every time we come. God doesn't tell us, amen, in 3 weeks there's going to be a healing or somebody seeing. It's when he passes by, and he's passing by tonight. If you wait till tomorrow night, it may be a little bit late. But as blind Bartimaeus just kept on yelling, finally Jesus said, who is it? He said, who is that? And they said, okay, Bartimaeus, come on up. You know what old Bartimaeus did? You know, they had a coat to identify. I saw a lady at Shipshawana yesterday with one of those poles with the little thing on it to, saying, I can't see. They would have a coat, and that way they would know they couldn't see and they were blind. Before he ever got to Jesus, you know what he did? He cast off that coat. Amen. And he couldn't see him, but he could hear him. Amen. He could feel something in the air that he hadn't felt sitting on that road before. Anybody ever sat in an apostolic church? Amen. And all of a sudden felt those chill bumps go up and down your spine. Felt like you needed to cry and didn't know why. Amen. Or felt like fire shut up. And can I tell you, that's the God I'm serving today. Give him a hand clap of praise. Amen. I love to feel the presence of God. And I love those impossible situations to become possible with God. Amen. Immediately he was healed. Immediately. You know, just routine. I can't cut that. I like things happening. I like things, you know, I'd rather see somebody do something. Instead of sitting there, I can't do anything. I'd rather see somebody teach a Bible study and really blow it. And say, you know what? I even put myself to sleep. Than to not try and say, I can't do that. Can I tell you, every one of us today, God didn't give us big Holy Ghost and little Holy Ghost. God designed us to be soul winners, amen, planters of seed, harvesters of the grain. God made us to work, and God wants and expects us to do it. Amen. When we get up in the morning, God's been good to us. Amen. Our police department, you know, I'm not just preaching what I haven't seen. I remember one night, Ray Ray, he was a gangbanger. If you don't know what that is, that's shooting people. The other gangs out in California. And he tried alcohol, and I didn't know who he was. He walked in. Walked right up to that older brother Dwayne was preaching. And you know what he said? I'm sick of the life I'm living. Amen. Because there was a God that reached across the street. I didn't know it was Brother Dwayne's neighbor, but he had saw him going to an apostolic church week after week after week. Can I tell you, God filled him with the Holy Ghost, because God's no respecter of person. It doesn't matter what you used to be, but it matters what you are. Because God's got more for you today than you got on your plate for yourself. And you know the cool thing? I wish you'd yell for me tonight, because I'm losing my voice. Extraordinary things always happen to ordinary people. You know, I don't think Moses, when he was destined to die, because all the Hebrew boys were to be killed at birth. Amen. His mother, God divinely made a way that she could raise him, teach him, and say, you're not an Egyptian, you're a Hebrew. And at 40 years old, he decided not to be called Pharaoh's son. Amen. He knew he was a Hebrew. And he took the sides of the Hebrews and fled for his life. 80 years old. Anybody here 80? I'm not too far away. You'd think it's over. You'd think, 80 years old, where's my social security, rocking chair? Let me rest. And he's walking down through there. Today, you know, we can make things catch on fire and do stuff, but there was a burning bush that God said, Moses, I want you to go. He said, I can't talk. You know, I wonder, just for a minute, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 20 of us. Can I tell you 120 people turned their city upside down? In Acts chapter 2, you can read it for yourself. Amen, that God could use them. I believe that all of us, I believe you could be a missionary, the greatest missionary. And I'll prerequisite that. If from this message you just let God set you on fire and you decide to go to Africa 10 years from now, sign me up for a PIM, because I believe in you and God believes in you. I believe that God wants more than just to be a routine Christian. Amen. Because that's the way God works. Amen. I didn't imagine for a moment I would be pastoring a great church. First time I ever felt God was not in an apostolic church, and I hope that don't get your victory. But Reverend Tucker, he lived in our neighborhood, pastored a small Wesleyan Methodist church, and every Saturday, my mom would go get us kids, because she didn't want to disappoint. She wouldn't go herself. But he said, can the kids go to church tomorrow? And she said, well, if they want to. And it was just a short walk. And this has been over 50, almost 60 years ago. taught my sister piano lessons and tried to put as much of God as they knew in the time. Now, it was a Sunday morning that he began to preach, and the anointing began to come into that little assembly. Amen. And I remember, amen, that everybody else was wanting to go home. It was a crowd just about like we have here today. And I remember my sisters was looking at me because I seen tears coming down my cheeks because I felt something moving on me for the very first time that I never felt in my life. And I remember walking down to that altar and kneeling down. I really didn't care who else was in the building or what else was going on. But I'd felt something in, amen, that God had moved me, amen, in a way that I'd never felt before. I remember my sisters, after about an hour, they were trying to get me from that altar, amen, and said, you know what, we got to go home, we got to go home. But I just wanted to talk to God for a little bit. It may not have been this church the first time you talked to God. It may have been in a drunken stupor in the hospital, but can I tell you, it's the same God that hears you when you become a worshiper of God. Amen. And I believe with all my heart that God doesn't want to start something. That He doesn't want to finish. Amen. He didn't just speak a world into existence. Said water and earth separate. Light and darkness separate. But He said they're going to need some trees. He said they're going to need some dry land. They're going to need some veggies. They're going to need some meat. So God completed it all. And on the seventh day, God sat back and rested. Can I tell you, God may be in the middle of your week, but God wants to finish what He started. And whatever that might be in a small portion, maybe just one little prayer, let God complete it in you tonight. If you've never received the Holy Ghost, never been baptized, can I tell you, God expects you to do what you can do. And then God will do what you can't do. God will fill you with the Holy Ghost. Oh, let's worship one more time in the house. Oh, let's worship one more time like this could be our last service. Our last visitation of God. Our last time that we have an opportunity to bow toward God. That's why God wants us to come and believe Him for the impossible. Amen. Paul, a persecutor, became a missionary. Peter, a fisherman, became the first apostolic preacher. Jonah had a little detour. The only man that survived a swallowing by a fish and lived to tell it. Amen. Noah built a boat, took him 100 years, but he didn't stop. He saved the world. I'm not talking about groups. If you're waiting for a group of people to get it done, it'll probably never happen. But when you said, God, it's me and you. Amen. If nobody else is faithful to church, God, you can count on me. If nobody else pays tithes, God, you can count on me. If nobody visits a prayer room, God, you can count on me. Oh, let's give Him a hand clap of praise in the house. Amen. Daniel, although the decree said you don't pray, every day at the same time he opened that window towards Jerusalem and started praying. Amen. I wish I could pray lion's mouth shut for you. But I tell you, if you get thrown in a den of lions, you have better been praying for yourself. Amen. But that's the only thing that got Daniel through his struggle was that he had a relationship with God when that king came. Okay. You know, why would a king walk down there after he rolled and tumbled all night long? To see if a Pentecostal was still making it. Apostolic. Somebody that prays. Somebody. But he said, oh, King, I'm well and good. God has shut the lion's mouth. Amen. I've been in the pit of the lions. I'm not literally, but I tell you, I've been through some stuff in my life. And I can tell you, I'm going to be through some stuff that's bigger than me the rest of my life. I don't know if it'll be cancer, diabetes, heart disease. But I tell you, there's going to come some impossibilities in my lifetime. Amen. And I need a God. Amen. That He has never fought a battle that He couldn't win. He's never been started something that He couldn't finish. Amen. Samson, he detoured a little bit, but he still got his power back. Amen. Mary, amen. God used her to bring the Christ child, Jesus. Queen Esther, and I'm trying to hurry tonight, but Queen Esther, can you imagine? She had made royalty. I mean, Queen Vashti, or whatever her name was, she refused to dance. Esther got out there and performed for the king. She got the to be the queen of the whole nation. And she had arrived. Mordecai was out there fixing to get hung by Haman. He already had the noose already made, the decree, the insignia on the ring of the king. He said, "Tomorrow Mordecai will be hung." And he said, "Esther," he said, "don't forget that you're a Jew too. And after they get me, they'll probably be coming after you. Have you ever thought that God opened these doors for such a time as this?" I don't know how all of you, I don't know your stories today. But all of us have one. And I tell you, you ought to love your church with your heart. Amen. You ought to be willing to sacrifice. I tell you, we built two buildings with fundraising and peanut brittle. It didn't come because we had rich people in our church. But we had somebody that worked in a stinky basement. Amen. Working way into the night and getting up and going to work. It's because they love God and they love their church. And they said, "Together we can do the impossible." If you drive into Walkerton, we have the nicest building in our city. Because God built it. God blessed it. And God made it happen. Amen. And I believe if that same consecration comes to Winnemac, Indiana, I think you'll see a new building. I think you'll see a congregation, because there's nothing that is impossible with God. One more time. Let's just worship Him a little bit in the house. God, you're able. You're able. You're able. You're able. Amen. You know, the Bible says it's easier for a rich man to go through an eye of a needle than to enter into heaven. And he said, "Well, who can be saved then?" Jesus looked at him and said, "With man it's impossible, but with God all things are possible." I'll just tell you another story too. I thank you for preaching with me. Now, I haven't seen anybody sleeping. But I hope that something is stirring down. You know, when you put the burner on the boil to boil, for a while it just simmers. You see a little few bubbles. But I hope I leave this revival tonight. Amen. When the lights are out, that something's still steaming and boiling. Amen. That you're here tomorrow night in the prayer room and praying down, and somebody received the Holy Ghost before the service ever starts. That the songs begin to be sung and somebody will be Holy Ghost filled all over the building. And I tell you, that is the will of God. Let's worship one more time. Hallelujah. The Bible said, "If my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, then will I heal their land," and they'll hear from heaven. Amen. Sister Vanessa, today if you go by her, she's got two little boys, a little boy and a little girl. But can I tell you, when she came to our church, she was a witch. Everybody give me a head nod. She came, or we was picking up her sister, bringing her. My wife had her involved in an Easter drama, and she was bringing her to church to see after, and she could tell she'd look at you. Her and Claudia Bell was the two top witch people in our city. Our police department had tried to work on it and couldn't solve it. They thought they were good witches, if there's such a thing. And I remember preaching one Sunday morning, something like I'm preaching right now. And I watched God begin to deal with her heart. Amen. She walked down to the altar. Amen. I began to see her shake under the Spirit of God. Amen. She didn't have everything down pat for a while, but I watched God dramatically, amen, radically change her life. Amen. And I could tell you her past, and it wouldn't be a pretty, pretty one, but I watched God change her, amen, from the inside out. And I read it where Paul's stuff is all the curious arts and books where they burned them. And I said, you know what? I said, these are all good kids and we're going to get that junk out of their hands. I had these candles and skulls and little bottles of garbage, and most of our complacent saints started the phone line.
Do you hear what Pastor's doing tonight? He's going to burn all that devil stuff in a burn barrel out in front. Do you know that them evil spirits might get on you?
So 3/4 of our church stayed home that night because they didn't think they were spiritual enough to battle the devil. Can I tell you, the ones that were there had a little bit of victory. And sometimes there has to be a separation of the men and the boys. Amen. Because everybody doesn't want revival. Somebody, they want their little pastor in their pocket and on a minute away. Amen. But that's not the will of God. Just us two and no more. The will of God that his house is full. He said, go in the highways and the byways, that my house might be full. Let's just worship the King one more time. Yeah, la 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 baha. Amen. And we got that done. She was so in love with God, she wanted to go pray and talk in tongues 24/7. She brought a whole front row, and I think there are 22 feet of pews filled with ex-devil worshipers. They had black fingernails and dark black hair. They sat on the pew, and I remember nobody understood what was going on, because we had people that all they know was they was in love with God. They was up there praying for them. They just got the Holy Ghost. I remember one young lady still dressed. She would just got the Holy Ghost. We took her to another rally, and I thought, oh, Lord, I hope they think our standards are a little higher than it. But all she knew is I felt something, and I want everybody else to have what I just found. Amen. High school couldn't do it. Amen. Career couldn't do it. But God could do it. Amen. I watched her and her sister both, amen, change their life. And I baptized, I don't know, probably 30 people. She was our number one soul winner for, I can't tell you how many years. She had a scholarship from being a good citizen after we got her cleaned up, or whatever it is, where you're top of the class. She had a full, what is it? No, that's not it. Amen. Whatever it is. National Honor Society or something, the top of that one. But anyway, she had a full ride to a state college, fully paid. She came to me and she said, Pastor, I want to go to Texas Bible College. I said, Sister, do you know that's not accredited? You can't use your money? She says, you know what? I want to be engulfed in the presence of God, and I don't care. I tried to tell her, hey, man, you need to get the secular degree and then go get the Bible degree. But I tell you, I'm proud every Sunday morning when she goes back to teach her Sunday school class, when she walks into the high school and teaches kids recommended by the art teacher, said, if there's anybody I want to teach this art class in John Glenn High School, it's Vanessa. stone her because she, I watched the transformation that God could do. Can I tell you, your city is full of those kind of people. The ones nobody else wants, the ones that are sitting by the wayside. That's who God's looking for. And I tell you, when we got them, every principal that we've had in the past few years has visited our church. Almost every school teacher has been to our church. Our city leaders have been to our church. And you know what? Every one of them, I can tell you deep in their mind, it said, when I really get ready to find something real, I'm going to go to that apostolic church. A few years ago, I remember the principal of the elementary school called me. We had one of our firemen and all of his children were killed in a car wreck. He called me in and he said, Pastor, he said, you've got the biggest church in the city. He said, we need you. And I said, well, we're here. Whatever we can do. He said, will you try to organize and bring us relief to our city? And I remember calling all the other denominations in, and they sat there, amen, wondering what we could do as a community. And I said, you know what? I said, we're not here to get members this week. We're here for our city. And as I watched all those students walk up and down those aisles, amen, coming in there with tears coming down their cheek, I can tell you most of them walked over to our row because they could just feel the power of God, amen, as it moved through that building. Can I tell you, God knows who you are. God knows who you are. I got to quit. If music had come, I'm going to quit. Amen. But your schools need you. The church family needs you. The city needs you. Let's just role play here a minute. Brother Joey, which seats did you... Was it these that you put your hands on? Those two guys are here tomorrow night that God brings in. And it might be one that comes in at the back of the crowd. Or the one that's going to yell, I need something to help me. I'm blind. I'm without. Can I tell you, you can't just sit there and say, I hope they get what they need tonight. You know what you need to be? Oh, in Jesus' name, fill them with the Holy Ghost, God. Hiya, la, 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 ma, hi, God. If you're going to get anything from God, you're not going to get it in a little bitty. Set me there, Spirit. Every one of us are powerful for Jesus Christ. Amen. We are world changers today. I will never be rude. I will never be out of place with anybody. But can I tell you, it doesn't take a whole lot. If somebody's sitting there crying their eyes out for an hour to sit there, and when they get up and see you there by their side, encouraging them in the Lord, amen, if they come in and visit the prayer room with you to kneel down and pray by you. Can I tell you, I'm preaching something that will work. Something that will make the impossible possible. That's what I'm preaching to you tonight. Because Jesus can fix anybody. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. I don't know about you, but I love to fly. So much quicker than driving. But after they tell you what all to do, that underneath the seat's a life preserver, and the unlikely thing that the cabin would lose pressure, there will be an air mass that comes down from above. And before you help anybody else, children, adults, make sure that first of all, that you put your mask on, that you start breathing air, because where you could help somebody, amen, you might not be able, amen, to help the children beside you because you have just one unconscious. Can I preach to somebody? They need a church that's on fire, ready to see miracles and signs and wonders. That's what I wonder if we could fill this altar today. Let God complete what He started on you. Would you come? Would you come? I preach my best tonight. Can I tell you, God wants to do it. God wants to do it. Yeah, la, 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 la. If you've got something impossible, if you've got a spirit of unforgiveness, I'm preaching to you. If you've got addiction, I'm preaching to you. If you've got complacency, I'm preaching to you. Thank you, Brother Joy, for coming up. Amen. There's some way you join us around here close to this altar. This is where you need to be tomorrow night. If sinners are here, would you come? Would you come, please? Would you come? Yeah, la, 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 la. Lift your hand toward heaven. Lift your hands toward heaven. Amen. I wonder if you could walk to God. Walk up here in faith. Say, God, I'm coming after the impossible. Amen. That preacher said it could be possible with you, God. I drank my last beer today. There's going to be no more. I smoked my last cigarette today. There's going to be no more. I took my last illegal drug today. There's going to be no more. Oh, my, 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 yeah, la, 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 la. Oh, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. Amen. I wonder if this church, amen, if the Brother Brent and Sister Amanda could come up here in the middle. Amen. If you guys could come up here, Sister Amanda, Brother Brent. I wonder if this church family could come as close as you can, lay a hand on them. Amen. They worked tirelessly through this. Amen. Past 2 years, I wonder if you could just come, church family, and let's pray a prayer for them tonight. That God would give them great revival.